Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We are on the letter A, and we are on
ATP.
This is a really energetic one.
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of energy to talk about ATP. ATP is adenosine triphosphate.
So we've done adenosine.
Correcto.
We've done adenosine diphosphate.
Correcto.
And we've done adenine.
No, adenine. Yep. Adenine. You always say adenosine. That's okay.
It's just because you're the difference?
Stupid.
They sound all the same.
All right. Let's begin with, again, adenine. Adenine is one of the four nucleobases, which include adenine, cytosine, thymine, and guanine. These four nucleobases, when you have a sugar molecule attached to it,
ribose,
like a ribose or a deoxyribose, they then become a nucleotide. Also if you put some phosphate on it. And this is what you call your nucleotides,
okay,
right? They make up DNA and RNA. So they're super important. But if we just take that adenine and we put ribose on it, mm-hmm, it then becomes adenosine. And then if we take that sugar-fied adenine.
What's that black currant juice called?
Don't know.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, no, great. Glad you brought that up. Well, you got to add it to your shopping list. So if you take adenine, snap ribose to it, you've now got adenosine. And if you take that adenosine and snap a phosphate to it, which is a phosphorus atom with four oxygen, so this is PO4 negative, and then you end up having AMP, adenosine monophosphate. Now I want you to attach another phosphate to that phosphate.
Ribena.
Yeah. What's that got to do with this?
Ribose.
Cool. Sugar?
Yeah.
Great.
Keep going.
Okay. There you go. Is that what you were after?
Yeah, basically. Right. Sorry.
Got it now.
Keep going.
Shut your mouth and let me finish. If you attach, I said, one phosphate, I said phosphate is phosphorus with four oxygen, you get adenosine monophosphate. You attach another phosphate to that phosphate, and you get adenosine diphosphate. We've spoken about that.
That's me.
Yep. You, what?
Where we spoke about that.
Oh, yeah, you've got no energy.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you attach a third phosphate to that second phosphate, that's you got you. Adenosine triphosphate. Here's the thing. Phosphate, being phosphorus with four oxygen molecules, phosphate is quite negative. Oxygen is quite negative. Now, this electronegative repulsion that happens is one of the reasons why there's a lot of energy stored in phosphate bonds. So if you've got adenosine with one phosphate attached to it, yeah, it's a little bit energetic. But let's attach another phosphate to it. Ooh, it's very negative, this adenosine diphosphate molecule. You know what? Let's attach a third phosphate to it. And now you've got this very negative molecule, which has a lot of potential energy stored into it. And as soon as you snap off one of those phosphates.
It's like that meme, you know, the meme where it's got the picture of the guy with three faces. And
the last one sort of like.
His glowing red head.
That's right.
That's ATP.
I like that. I'm going to make that meme. Now, in order to utilize ATP for energy, you have to snap off that third phosphate. And to snap it off, you need water. And this is a process called hydrolysis. So basically, the adenosine molecule with the phosphates, you snap that one phosphate off, energy is released, and you add the water to the adenosine diphosphate because it sort of stabilizes. It's a hydrolysis reaction. It stabilizes that bond or that reaction. But water is needed for energy to be produced, hence why we need one of the main reasons why water is such an important molecule for our existence. Because without the water, you can't...
Solvent?
Well, water is a solvent.
In this case?
Yes. Without the water availability, you cannot free the phosphate to release the energy, right? ATP is really interesting. Because it is our energy currency within the body, you would think we would have a bunch of it, but we don't. So...
And do you know why? Is it because it's toxic?
Well, I just think because it's utilized so quickly, we need to focus our energy on regeneration, not storage.
Okay.
Because, okay, so for example, right now, how much in grams of ATP do you think you have stored in your body?
I have no idea.
Just guess. Who cares? I'll tell you the correct answer.
A teaspoon.
100 to 200 grams.
Okay, that's...
More than you thought, right? It's a tenth of a kilo.
Tenth of a kilo.
Right. So okay. 100 to 200 grams of ATP is stored in the body ready to used.
100, how much?
100 to 200 grams.
So the size of a kidney.
Yeah. There you go. Of ATP.
Yeah.
Just dispersed and stored in the tissues, which sounds like a lot, but right now if you were to perform maximum exertion, you'd use it in two... Whoa. Well, it's used up. 2 seconds.
One squat.
Use. Yeah, that's maximum exertion.
And one bowel movement.
So... We need various energy pathways to help regenerate ATP. So basically you use, I think it's 3.7 millimoles of ATP per kilogram per second is how much you use. If that helps anybody, probably not. So anyway, we need to regenerate the ATP and we do that through three major systems, the phosphagen system using creatine, the glycolytic system, which is an anaerobic system, glycolysis, and the oxidative system, which is aerobic, using oxygen as a final electron
carrier.
Yeah, it's the final electron carrier that we need.
And that's the most efficient by far.
Well, it produces the most ATP. So if you want to create ATP really quickly within the first few seconds of activity, you'll just use the creatine phosphate system. So creatine is a molecule that holds onto phosphate. So that when you use and snap that phosphate off, it goes, hey, don't worry about it. I've got that spare phosphate for you and hands it to the ADP to regenerate the ATP. Easy.
And similarly, the creatine phosphate also can't be stored in large amounts in the cell.
Well, you can. Well, you get it from the food you eat, predominantly meats, and you can store it and you can saturate the tissue with it. So any more.
But again, it's going to be very quick, right?
Yes, that's right.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And obviously, because creatine is an important component of blood, its breakdown product and one of its derivatives, creatinine,
right,
is present within muscle tissue, and you can measure that because it's consistently broken down and excreted throughout the day. So it's often used as a measure for kidney function.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's not creatine. That's a derivative creatinine.
Creatinine.
Yeah. So you've got that phosphagen system lasts like 0 to 10 seconds of exercise. Glycolysis, which is taking glucose and turning it into pyruvate or lactate, this lasts for like 10 seconds to 2 minutes. So if you're doing a sprint of some sort, you'll utilize all the creatine phosphate up and then you'll move on to using glucose. This doesn't use any oxygen. It just goes straight from glucose to pyruvate or lactate and produces a handful of ATP in doing so. But if you need to do movement and activity for longer periods of time, then you need to create more ATP, and you can do that with the help of oxygen and with the help of either glucose or fatty acids. And so basically, the body tries to steal electrons and protons from these molecules. And the great thing is that glucose and fatty acids, they're arranged in such a way that you can, if you sort of, in a way, like Lego blocks or Duplo, if you rearrange them a little bit, you can release the electrons and protons and hand them off to carrier molecules called NAD and FADH.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll carry the protons and electrons to the mitochondria and they'll use it to create huge amounts of ATP. So there's multiple ways that the body can create ATP, which is important. The phosphagen system, the glycolytic system, also known as the anaerobic system, and the oxidative system, also known as the aerobic system. There are no disease states that I'm aware of that directly affect ATP.
So really quickly though, all right, so you've spoken about how it's made, but why do we need it, you know, in abundance?
Well, because when you snap that phosphate off, energy is released prominently in the form of heat. The thing is that our cells, the cells of our body, have evolved to be able to take that exothermic event, meaning the heat releasing event, and transform that heat into a way to create energy for other sources. So remember, energy, if you think about physics, can't be created, nor can it be destroyed. It can be transformed.
Okay.
And so the body has evolved ways to transform heat energy into work energy, into kinetic energy.
And so in this case, some of these functions that would be vital, at least in the short term, would be, say, to contract a muscle.
Yep.
Or to just regulate ions in and out of the cell, which would be like pumps.
Yep.
And without ATP being available, those two things would stop functioning pretty quickly, which
means you stop functioning pretty quickly. Yeah. I mean, the main one for me is the ATP, sodium potassium ATPase pump that you mentioned. That's pretty much on the surface of nearly every single cell of your body. And definitely is on the surface of every single like metabolically active and functional cell of your body, especially the excitable cells of your body, muscles, nervous, endocrine, kidneys, and so forth. And these pumps are there to help establish appropriate gradients, baseline function of that tissue. So without ATP, these important tissues just fail. So
I think then you answer the question of if you're deficient in ATP, and this is an example, a common example would be because, as you spoke about, the most abundant way of making ATP is through the use of oxygen,
mm-hmm.
then any case where you become hypoxic, then you impact the production of ATP and you're going to impact certain biological functions. Like if it's oxygenation to the heart, heart attack, brain, stroke, all these different kind of locations.
Yeah. And,
essentially that's just because they're running out of oxygen, or should I say ATP.
Yeah, because if you don't have that oxygen, the body goes, it's okay, we've got backup systems. I'll use the creatine phosphate system, but that runs out in 10 seconds. Oh, okay. I'll use glycolytic pathway. I'll start breaking down glucose to create ATP. It doesn't require oxygen. That's cool. And it's like, oh, I've just run out of glucose. You know what? I'm going to take some fatty acids. I'm going to take some glycerol. I'm going to take some amino acids and feed them in to try and create more glucose so I can undergo this process. Okay, good. I've mobilized them. I've been able to do it. Wait a minute. The end product here seems to be a lot of acid production. That's not good. Okay, what am I going to do? Oh, now the local environment is not in a great place, and things just stop functioning. So the glycolytic pathway is supposed to be short term. It's supposed to be for short term high bursts, fast bursts of energy. But slower long term energy production is fatty acids, is oxidative, requires oxygen, and so forth. And that is ATP.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.